even casual fans of the old Seinfeld sitcom. In fact, even those who never watched it would recall the talented but temperamental character known as the Soup Nazi. The real-life soup man, Al Yagana, has never been amused by the title. Yesterday, after a hiatus of 6 years, though, the shop that made him famous reopened in Midtown Manhattan at its old location. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
There are 22 Soupman stores these days, but the faithful say there's only one that counts, and they lined up around the block, eager for hot soup on a day with temperatures close to 90. The president of the company, Robert Bertrand, had this to say about the weather.
There's no season for soup. People eat soup all year.
A while back, the Wall Street Journal published a list of rules for interviewing Al Yagana. They included no tabloids, no use of the N-word, as in Soup Nazi, no personal questions, no follow-up questions. In the past, Bertrand says Seinfeld himself couldn't get through the door.
Jerry has come to his store a couple of times when he opened and he wouldn't let him in.
Why all the intrigue? Will he be here? Won't he be here? Etc.
I can't answer that. I mean, we've asked him if he's coming. He has not said he's coming, and he has not told us for sure he's not coming. He could be here right now. He only lives about four blocks away.
In the Seinfeld episode, Yagana is portrayed as a crazy authoritarian.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
Yagana hates the phrase no soup for you and the term soup Nazi. On CNN 3 years ago, he said his product didn't need Jerry Seinfeld. It spoke for itself for a quarter of a century.
Okay. My product doesn't need that clown. My product speaks for themselves.
But on the line, Seinfeld was the reason many had come. Dan Lees is from Australia.
I've got to try this soup. It's just something you got to do.
Have you seen the episode?
I have indeed seen that episode, probably about 50 times.
Dan Hank, a film producer from the Upper West Side, said he had come to the Soup Man for 10 years before Seinfeld. He was going for the lobster bisque, and when he got it, he wasn't disappointed.
It is fantastic. The old restaurant had larger chunks of lobster in the lobster bisque, but when it comes down to it, it's really about the flavor, and the flavor of this is as it was the last time he was at this location.
The non-appearance of the soup man was clearly an attempt to focus on the soup. And for some, it worked. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.